This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. Palestinian police have surrounded the Gaza City home of the spiritual leader of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, and officially placed him under house arrest. Angry supporters of Hamas clashed with police for several hours overnight. The incident's the first sign of resistance to a crackdown of militants by Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. NPR's Linda Gradstein's in Jerusalem. Linda, good morning, and tell us what's going on in Gaza.
Good morning. Right now, Gaza is quiet. I spoke to a Palestinian journalist in Gaza a little while ago, and he said that Hamas, using loudspeakers, called on people to come out to the streets to clash with the Palestinian police to sort of free Ahmed Yassin. The truth is that the sheikh is an elderly man. He's a paraplegic as well. He rarely leaves his home in any case. But the principle, the idea that he was being placed under house arrest, angered supporters of Hamas. There was a confrontation with police. At one point, Sheikh Yassin came outside and asked his supporters to leave and said to them, you know, I don't want there to be any fighting among Palestinians. It was a serious incident, but Palestinian police say they hope that it will not repeat itself when Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat continues his arrests.
What does this say about Mr. Arafat's willingness and indeed ability to control Palestinian militants?
Well, since the suicide bombings on Saturday and Sunday that killed 24 Israelis, this is the first time that Yasser Arafat is really cracking down. So this is the first serious crackdown. I think it shows the tensions, you know, that and the difficulties that Yasser Arafat is going to have. And yet Palestinian officials say they are committed to doing this and that these arrests will continue.
Egypt's foreign minister is in the region today. He's meeting with Israeli and Palestinian officials. What's going to come from that?
Well, this is the first time in quite a long time that the Egyptian foreign minister has visited Israel. In fact, no senior Egyptian official has come to Israel since Prime Minister Ariel Sharon was elected. And Israeli analysts say that the Egyptians are afraid that if Israel continues its airstrikes, as we've seen in the past few days, on Palestinian targets, that it could lead to the collapse of the Palestinian Authority, that there will be chaos, and that the violence could spread to Egypt. So the Egyptian foreign minister is here to try to appeal to both Israelis and Palestinians to try to figure out a way to stop this latest fighting and return to a ceasefire.
The newest U.S. mediator, General Anthony Zinni, is also meeting with Mr. Arafat today to continue his efforts to negotiate a ceasefire.
That's right. I mean, in the immediate aftermath of the suicide bombings on Saturday and Sunday, General Zinni considered leaving and just saying, this is just not going to work. I've had enough. And he was apparently asked to stay by the Bush administration. And it's really a sign of kind of an all-out, full-court press on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat from all sides, from the Americans, from the Egyptians, saying that everybody's patience, the Israelis' patience, the Americans' patience is running out, and that now is the time for Yasser Arafat to really crack down on these militant groups. Apparently, Israel has given a list of about 36 names of people who they want arrested. The Palestinians say they've arrested about 180 people so far. Israel says that most of those arrested are not the leaders of these groups. They're these sort of mid-level activists and supporters, and Israel says that's just not good enough.
There is at least less pressure from one source. Israel, after 2 days of intensive attacks on Palestinian positions in Gaza and the West Bank earlier this week, has refrained from further attacks. Why is that?
Well, there are sort of two reasons for this, and no one knows which one is the real one. One is that the weather has been terrible. It's been pouring rain, and that the Israeli airplanes couldn't fly. The other, at least according to Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, is that he negotiated a sort of grace period for Yasser Arafat of anywhere from 12 to 24 hours for Arafat to prove to the Israelis that he's arresting the people that Israel wants arrested. Sharon's aides have denied that there is any grace period and said that it was only because of the weather. But for whatever reason, there has been a respite in Israeli attacks.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.